This is News Talk.
Well, lots of talk about restrictions in the papers this morning. Micheál Martin doing a series of interviews, including with ourselves here on News Talk yesterday evening. He also spoke to a number of newspapers, so they carry his interview on the front pages. And the Irish Examiner says that the Taoiseach has indicated indoor diners may no longer need to produce a digital COVID cert once the vaccine programme has concluded. Micheál Martin said the need for the cert to dine indoors will be reassessed at the end of the vaccine programme. The initial phase of the programme will finish at the end of September before booster vaccinations begin. So one would assume that you won't need your digital COVID cert after September. Unless he's waiting for boosters, we don't know yet. He did say that the government would be guided by advice from the National Public Health Emergency Team on the issue of digital COVID certs. Now, separately, Micheál Martin is quoted on the front of the Irish Independent as saying that some COVID restrictions will remain in place well into the new year, but that Ireland is moving into a new era of the pandemic. The Taoiseach said the coming months would see less of an emphasis on regulations and more focus on individual responsibility. That's the next stage of fighting the virus. Social distancing rules will remain in place in many instances, and requirements to wear masks indoors and on public transport will be around for some time to come. So you might need your digital COVID cert going in for a meal, but you would still need to wear a mask on public transport and obviously practice some social distancing. Then we have the Taoiseach's comments on the front of the Irish Times. The next phase of reopening, to be announced by the government on August 31st, will prioritise schools, colleges and the return to workplaces, with live entertainment only expected to return on a phased basis during September and October, which is kind of what we heard on News Talk Breakfast yesterday from Dr. Mary Favier. So they're going to put reopening schools and colleges, see if that's successful, and then they will prioritise the live events after that. Anything we've reopened, we've kept open, Taoiseach Micheál Martin told the Irish Times last night. We've managed to keep Delta largely under control. The phased approach has worked so far. On to Afghanistan now, and that's also on the front of the Irish Times. Getting Irish passport holders in Afghanistan to the airport safely remains a significant hurdle in efforts to evacuate them. This is according to sources in the Department of Foreign Affairs. And when you hear that there are still so many people circling the airport in Kabul, you can understand why it's difficult to get Irish citizens out. A Department of Foreign Affairs spokesperson said a small number of the Irish passport holders seeking to leave the country were at the airport awaiting transport but declined to be drawn on further details. Others are spread across the country, so one would assume that we still have Irish people who are at the airport waiting to leave, and it sounds like a very difficult situation at the airport. Crossing the water to the Times of London. Just amazing when you hear this story. Three of Britain's most senior civil servants, whose departments are overseeing the chaotic evacuation from Afghanistan, are on their holidays. These three are they have big roles at the Foreign Office, the Home Office and the Ministry of Defence. They're all on their holidays, and this emerged as the row intensified over whether Dominic Raab, the Foreign Secretary in Britain, should have returned from his own holiday as the Taliban advanced. So big crisis going on there in Britain, where you have all of these top people away on their holidays while Brits in Afghanistan are desperately trying to leave. That's a story I think that'll run and run. Now, we've a big plan coming out today on remote working, and it's on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Legal right to work at home. The legal right for employees to stay working from home will be on the cabinet table as a matter of priority once the Dáil returns next month. Tánaiste Leo Varadkar has now argued that employees should have a choice to work remotely as long as the work gets done, and legislation is to be drawn up in weeks. Sorry, I might be wrong there. I thought there was a plan being announced today. That was certainly what we understood earlier this week, but it seems like they're only drawing up the legislation and it'll be at Cabinet shortly. So apologies, I got that wrong. But anyway, they are ploughing ahead and planning with this legal right to work from home. Now, the Irish Sun carries the revelation yesterday that we heard from football legend Dennis Law that he's been diagnosed with dementia. He's speaking out today saying, "I want to address it while I'm able." The Manchester United hero, who's 81 years of age, is the latest player to reveal that he has dementia, and he said, "You can get angry, frustrated, confused, then worried." That's in the front of the Sun, and we've heard a number of these soccer soccer legends who have been diagnosed with dementia. And of course, in the background the whole time, we have these questions over heading a football and what impact that has. And we heard recently some experts saying that when you buy a football, there should be a warning that comes with it of potential head injuries. The Irish Daily Mirror has an exclusive. The creepy 10-foot deep cellar dungeon that Madeleine McCann suspect Christian Bruckner has dug under his home. Police officers swooped in on the convicted paedophile's former house in central Germany after the current tenant raised the alarm when she heard about the investigation. So they have a photograph of a dungeon at this house in Germany. It's pretty creepy looking, you'd have to say, when you see the picture on the front of the Mirror. Now, the Examiner has a big report, and it's quite extraordinary given all we've heard about the environment that people are still doing this. But authorities are yet again pleading with Irish people not to flush wipes, nappies and sanitary materials down the toilets, because one treatment plant in Dublin has been forced to remove 60 tonnes of wipes and other foul items every month, the equivalent to 5 double-decker buses. Irish Water said Ringsend Wastewater Treatment Plant, which is a massive plant, it has about 40% of the country's wastewater being treated, it's seeing an average of 60 tonnes of wipes and other items removed every month, and it needs to be disposed of. The issue is evident right across the country. So please, please, please stop flushing wipes down the toilet. Don't know who's doing it, but clearly a lot of people are doing it. Irish Independent says that the days of if you're at Mass and the basket goes around, well, those days are gone, or certainly numbered, could be a thing of the past, because a County Louth priest has introduced a QR code on weekly bulletins to scan for donations. Massgoers in the Termonfeckin parish can now simply scan the code on the bulletin with their smartphone. I think the bulletin is the leaflet that you get at Mass. Anyway, you scan the code on your smartphone to make a donation to the upkeep of the church and its cemeteries. Father Paul Byrne said the parish council had to rethink ways to get funding during lockdown, and although the QR code was rolled out before Easter, restrictions on opening churches again for services meant massgoers are really only starting to get used to the system now. So that's how you can donate. Not the only parish doing this. A lot of parishes having to rethink how you keep up the donations. I mean, if you said this sort of even 10 years ago, 5 years ago, that you'd scan a code on your phone to give money to the local church, people would look at you like you'd two heads or something. But anyway, that's the way things have gone. We had in the news there the story, obviously 40,000 expected in Dublin this weekend. The economy going to do very, very well. And I'll tell you, hotels are going to do very, very well, because the Mail tells us hotel prices in Dublin have soared as thousands of GAA fans flocked to the capital for the All-Ireland final. Booking a room for tomorrow night costs up to €675 more than a typical one-night weekend stay, and most hotels in the capital are booked out. By the way, as are the trains. All trains to Dublin are fully booked. And on booking.com, 87% of hotels were fully booked for tomorrow night and Sunday. And they have some examples here. So a Loft hotel, which is 3.5 kilometres from Croke Park. Now, normally it can be around €144 to stay there for a night. This weekend, if you'd like to stay there tomorrow night, €809 for a single room, or €819 for a double. So from €144 to €819. The Intercontinental Hotel, that if you want a hotel room tomorrow night at the Intercontinental, you can get that for €890, which is €540 more expensive than normally. Also, the Moxie Hotel, which is located 1.6 kilometres from Croke Park, it has a tagline, prices you can't beat. Prices usually for that hotel, €149, but for tomorrow night, it would be €654. There we go. So obviously they're booked out and making or taking advantage of that. Final story for you comes from The Telegraph this morning. And if you're a fan of hot dogs, well, every hot dog you eat is shortening your life by 36 minutes, according to a new study. A portion of nuts adds 26 minutes to your life, while a peanut butter and jam sandwich gives a person more than half an hour extra life. This is new research from the University of Michigan, which you can read about in the papers this morning. Salmon, if you eat that, it adds 16 minutes to your life, but cola, on the other hand, steals 12.5 minutes of your life per drink.
on 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is News Talk.